1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. The manufacturers, the makers of the Norplant contraceptive on Wednesday, which would be today, said it could not assure the effectiveness of certain batches of the product distributed over the past 11 months and urged that users of those batches use backup contraception. This is the Wyeth Ayerst Laboratories, a unit of American Home Products. They said laboratory tests had shown that certain batches of Norplant may fail to release enough of the hormone, and I can't even begin to pronounce the name of this hormone, to deliver effective continuing contraception. Norplant. Now, Norplant is what is the, I believe, the contraceptive device that is implanted under the skin. But that's probably, it's implanted under the skin of the arm or under the armpit, I think. And that's probably distressing news for any woman who has, you know, invested in that as a form of birth control. On the phone with us from San Marino is our legal advisor, Harvey Wireman, and also with a client of his, Christopher Norton of Manhattan Beach. And Harvey, Mr. Norton, my understanding is, has a business that he is planning on starting that you're involved in?
That's correct, Phil. I'm going to let Chris come on here in a minute and tell you about the business that he has in mind, but I'm just tangentially involved in helping him draw legal documents.
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing real, real good, Ms. Henry.
Okay, Chris. So, Mr. Wireman's your attorney?
That's correct. We retain Mr. Wireman to help us draw up a release form.
What do you need the release for?
I'm a pharmaceutical telemarketer, and I'm on top of this Norplant situation that you're talking about. We do not sell Norplant. But I have been looking at this problem very carefully, and I think if women are putting their trust in Norplant and it fails them, then they have a very traumatic decision to make. Should I keep the baby or should I abort it? And if you can imagine a woman's contraception failing, I think that's probably a moment of some severe trauma for a lot of women.
And Phil, I wanted to say what Chris proposes is a business that they would begin a Norton Scientific Test Center to test Norplant.
So you want to test help women test Norplant?
That's correct. I would help them test the effectiveness of the contraception.
How?
Well, but I'm going to have Chris tell you about this, Phil, but it is unorthodox.
Well, if you could imagine, Phil, I have my business manager, Lance Germain, and I hit on an idea that we think will effectively utilize me, because I'm looking to diversify my talents and also will help women know whether they are fixed right.
I don't understand. Fixed right, you mean?
Whether their contraceptive is working. It's a service to women who want to plan their families.
So what Chris is saying, Phil, is he wants to begin to diversify his talents as an individual and also help women test the Norplant.
What would you do, Chris?
They can make an appointment with our scientific test center to test their Norplant. It's very unusual, but what we ask, and I think that even though it's unusual, I think they will not mind it, is that they have a level of sexual contact with me, that is, me have sex with them.
So you're going to test Norplant by having sex with these women. Is that my understanding, Harvey?
That is, it's unorthodox, but if you'd let Chris explain.
Go ahead.
First of all, my sex is very strong. I can make a woman pregnant after one time.
All right, well, hold on for just a second, Chris.
No, I know it sounds unusual, but I was.
Please hear him out, okay? Because
all right, but this is getting into an area that I didn't think that it would.
No, but I know it sounds unusual, but it was. I was born very good looking, as well as the fact that I have very strong sperm. Lance Germain is my business manager.
Do you know this Lance Germain, Harvey?
Yes, I've met Mr. Germain.
Okay.
He's my business manager, and he recognized early on that, and we put our heads together, and I said, Lance, I don't want to do bad stuff with my talent.
Well, what is your talent? You're able to make women pregnant?
No.
Phil, he has the ability, yes, one time he can make a woman pregnant.
That's how strong my stuff is. And so I said, I don't want to do bad stuff with my talent. I want to help people. And Lance said, okay, Chris, the best thing we can do is use your spunk to test whether a woman woman contraceptive is working, because it's so powerful that unless you use a septive, my spunk will get you to have a kid. And it's,
okay, I need for you to stop with that word, because it's
Well, what do you want him to say?
Just use the word. Just use. You don't even have to say anything beginning with the word S. Just say, you know, your essence.
His essence.
You want me to say that?
Jesus.
All right. Whatever. But don't use that other word. Okay.
All right.
Well, why would a woman want you to make them pregnant? I don't understand this. You're testing the effectiveness of Norplant, and you say that you're so strong, that your essence is so strong that it will make a woman pregnant right away. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
All right, and you're going to have them come into your scientific test center?
Yes, sir. That's
Where's this located?
Right now, Phil, it is his apartment. But
okay, I get what this is about.
No, wait a second, Phil, because you're jumping to conclusions. It is his apartment, but they have leased space in a business park. So this is not a fly-by-night operation.
All right, so the women come down, and they want to make sure their Norplant's working, so they have sex with you. And what if they get pregnant?
Well, if they get pregnant, that it's a win-win situation. If I try and if we have sex and they don't get pregnant, then you know your Norplant is working. But if she does get pregnant, I think that she'll have it'll be good, because she will have a kid that'll be good looking, and it won't be not good looking. Okay. I mean,
and they also have to sign a release, Phil, that I don't have here, that he doesn't have to take care of the kid if they want. As it gets older and starts to look like him, they can take a picture with it, with Chris and the kid, but he doesn't want to get attached.
No, that's the one thing that I said that I didn't want to have.
All right, well, you guys have got one of the most bizarre ideas.
But, Phil, one of the things, bizarre idea or not, successful businesses take chances. And we think that Chris has got a very, very unique opportunity here to utilize, yes, his talents. And
see, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, that I'm very good looking, so it's not unpleasurable for a woman to have sex with me. And also, because I do have such strong, you know, whatever you want me to call it.
You have strong DNA. How about that?
Okay. Unless she's got a good contraceptive, she will get pregnant, so she can test her Norplant. And that's all I'm saying.
And you need to not jump to conclusions, because...
Well, you're telling me he's got a scientific test center that's located in his apartment, and women can come up and test to see how effective their Norplant is by having sex with him. Why is it necessary for them to have sex?
Is that a question?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, Chris.
It's necessary for them to have... It's not necessary, number one, but... Once women see me, they generally say, yeah, okay, you know, because a lot of them are married and a lot of them don't want to cheat on their husband, which I personally will tell them right away, it's not cheating because it is scientific. But when they see me, then they say he's good looking enough, I probably will have sex with him. And my testing applies to all contraceptional methods, by the way, whether it's a pill, rubber. Whether it's...
Okay, again, you're using colloquialisms that I'm not comfortable with.
Well, he said rubber.
Condom is good.
Say condom.
All right, condoms, the pill and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a win-win situation.
All right, Chris Norton with his attorney, Harvey Wireman. They're starting a scientific test center to help women test the effectiveness of their Norplant and other birth control devices, which Norplant today was seen, by its manufacturer, to perhaps be suspect. Mr. Norton says that women can come in and test their contraceptive devices by having sex with him. He's so good looking and has such strong DNA that if her birth control device doesn't work, she will immediately get pregnant. And she doesn't have to have an abortion because the kid will be really good looking because Mr. Norton's good looking. By the way, Harvey, I hope I put that in a way that, you know, is not...
Well, I can hear the sarcasm in your voice, Phil.
Well, it's a little sarcastic, because it's... You got to be putting me on with this guy.
No, I think that he is he's very handsome. He tells me that he's very good-looking, and he also tells me that he's got the goods. He apparently can get women pregnant after one time. So why not try it out?
What about this stuff about if she gets pregnant, she won't have an abortion, she'll want to have the kid?
The guy's good looking. And
it's a much better deal to risk having a kid with me, as I'm so good looking. Then if they want, they can have sex with ugly guys and not worry about having, you know, ugly looking kids, okay? Because they've tested out the Norplan on me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Phil, just please understand.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy has the scientific test center. Women come in, they have sex with him, they find out whether their Norplant works, and if it doesn't, if they're pregnant, no problem, your kid will be really good-looking because you're having sex with this guy, Chris Norton. He's a pharmaceutical telemarketer. He doesn't sell Norplant, but he thinks he's got a way to test it. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Charge Gordon, look.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
And Phil, the other...
Hold on for a minute. This is The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Question for you. This is Phil Hendry talking with Chris Norton, who his business is Scientific Test Center. Harvey Weierman is on. He's his attorney. They are starting a testing center where women can test their contraceptives, specifically Norplant, to see if it's effective by having sex with Mr. Norton. Because apparently his DNA, his sexual essence is so powerful that if your contraceptive isn't working, guaranteed they'll get pregnant. Is that it?
That's guaranteed. Or we can have some money back.
Well, how much does it cost?
If the women are pleasurable looking and not you know, unpleasurable to look at, we can work out a sliding scale. It won't be that much money. I mean, if it's tough... You know, it depends on how hard the work is. I mean, if she's not that good looking, then it probably costs like $100 an hour. So I don't know.
Yeah, about $100 an hour, Phil, on the average, depending upon whether or not Mr. Norton is having to work hard.
What do you mean by work hard? Are you saying she's ugly?
Sir, we did not use that word. You did.
No, I'm not saying if she's ugly. I'm just saying, you know, some women, it's just harder work than others. And
all right. We'll take some phone calls. Geez, what am I looking at here on CNN? Cops kicking some guy's head in. 1-800-449-8686. Here is San Antonio on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. You boys, seriously, y'all are a joke. And I'm going to tell you why you're a joke. Because now I'm hearing that it's unpleasurable because she's not good looking. Well, guess
what?
No,
I'm saying,
you
I'm
might
saying,
not, well,
I didn't
no,
say
wait a minute,
that.
Sir.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't
you
say
might
that.
Not be good in bed. You might be good looking.
I am
good. You might not be good in bed.
I am good
number
in bed.
Number two.
I am good
oh,
in
no.
bed.
Oh, no. I have had my share of men, and let me tell
well,
you, the good
I mean,
looking
you want
ones,
to you want to broadcast
the good looking
that?
Ones don't have nothing. I'm going to tell you that right
look,
now.
We're not talking about how many men you've had. We're talking about Mr.
No,
Norton.
Exactly, sir. But no,
you
I'm know, trying to make a point here.
You want to tell us how many men
you've
had?
You are creating.
I'd recommend a doctor.
No,
or
you're
something.
Creating children without
right.
fathers, without fathers, which is number one
no.
against the God's law.
I would be. I would let them
number
have
three,
their picture
no,
taken
sir,
with me.
Number three, you're populating this state.
Getting an erection works. That's why we use a sliding
us
scale.
Us taxpayers have to pay. Because you clean your
You don't
hands.
Have to pay not pay a thing. What are you talking about?
Excuse me.
You don't
I
have to pay.
Work,
what
I am
do you
a
pay?
Working career
good,
woman.
Good for you.
Sir.
What do you got to
so
pay
I
for?
I pay taxes.
You're not paying
for
taxes
children
to him.
That cannot be supported because
that's what
their
she
fathers
said. Kids that are not supportive
don't
by their
take
fathers.
On that responsibility.
All right,
excuse
Mr. Norton,
me.
I want to get a comment from Mr. Norton. What about the idea of parentless kids?
Exactly.
Well,
what
I mean,
about it?
What do you want me to do about it? I mean, I had sex with a woman to prove that she could have a kid. Her kid is going to be good looking.
What
I
about
think,
the brain? What about a brain? Will it have a brain? Because what you all are doing is
what
brainless.
Do you mean? What do you mean?
Yes. Will this child be smart? Because you all sound very brainless. Seriously, trying to do and thinking that y'all are doing.
I don't know what you. What do you mean?
That is going to give us satisfaction. If
will the
we're
kid
be
smart
or not?
What is she talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about, all you're talking about is that, oh, they're willing to have sex with me because I'm good looking.
Yeah.
Do you have any IQ?
In what sense?
Do you have any brain?
In what sense?
What do you mean in what sense? Are you a smart man?
I'm not.
Because I'd rather have a smart man than a handsome man anytime.
I'm not following you.
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. You don't have
what?
A brain because you can't follow me.
What do you mean? I don't know that.
Don't you understand what she's saying? She's saying that you sound like...
I don't know. I'm saying I'm really good looking, and I can make a woman pregnant with my stuff.
And
your stuff.
Excuse me, sir.
My sperm can, like, fight through, you know, it'll just punch its way into an ovary.
Yes, okay. My husband, too, I guarantee you.
But...
Any man.
Yeah,
can,
but your husband's
you don't
probably
anything different from any man.
Your husband,
except that you don't have a brain.
Your husband's probably not as good looking as me. Okay.
Excuse me, sir. I am a very
do you make
beautiful
looking,
woman.
Do you
to
make
be 45 years old.
Do you make look good looking kids?
Very good looking and smart.
Well,
I've got two over you.
Well, I'd have to see that to believe it.
All we're saying, man, is Mr. Norton is providing you with a sexual service. In case your husband...
So you're running a prostitution. That's exactly what you are running.
No, ma'am, I'm an attorney. I'm an attorney.
You're the worst people. We should line you up and shoot you. You all are the worst people in the country.
Oh, gee. Get out of here.
Excuse me. Don't tell me to get out of
get
here.
Out of
get
here.
Out of here.
Get out
and
of here.
And I hope you're not from San Antonio because
get
I
out.
Will protest in front of
I'll
your company.
I'll tell you to get out of here. Go on.
And I'm telling you to
hang
get
up.
Out of San Antonio and hope you're not in San Antonio.
I'll come to
see you.
I got tickets for that. I got season tickets.
You will not ever
get out of here. Hang
here
up.
In San Antonio.
I insist that you
because
hang
you
up.
You are running a prostitution gang.
That is.
Exactly
that's a very
running.
Good point, Harvey. She's making a good point.
Baloney, making a good point.
Get oh, and you're an attorney.
Both of you, get
thank
out of
God
here.
You don't represent San Antonio.
Harvey,
that's
what about the idea
say.
Of paying for sex? What about that?
That's they're not.
That's
they're,
prostitution.
That's a side issue. Yes, it's pleasurable because my client is extremely good looking. Yeah, what are you going to not make it pleasurable? Now, but the point is that you get a kid in the deal that's pretty good, it's fantastic to look at. How many times have you had a kid you actually wanted to look down at the bassinet at it? They pay
oh,
for the knowledge
God.
Of the effectiveness of birth control. Get out of here.
Beautiful or not, sir.
Yeah,
they
that's
are
the whole thing.
God.
Mr. Norton, Mr. Wireman made a good point. Kids that I make are really good looking.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, ma'am, thank you very much for your call. I think you guys are missing the point.
We're not missing the point. She's accusing my client of running a prostitution ring. That is slanderous and defamatory, and I could bring an action against your broadcast for that.
I didn't say it. She did.
Well, you allowed my client to be defamed in a manner most unseemly. I'm saying that what my client...
All right, well, let me get a couple of more phone calls on before we get any more opinions. Monterey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
I think he's a big joke. He just wants to sleep with as many women as
no,
he can.
No, I'm not. I mean, if you saw the newspaper today, NorPlan is not working good.
Well, talking
okay.
about good-looking kids, I have the best two-looking kids
sure.
in the world.
Sure you do.
And I didn't use you.
Hey, you think they're good-looking, but once you wheel the bassinet away from your
oh,
friends,
yeah,
they
no.
all say to each
obviously,
other,
obviously, you can tell
oh,
you're
man.
Not a father.
What does that mean, Chris?
Because a lot of people will say your kid's good looking to your face, and once the kid gets wheeled away, it's like a different story, my man. A different story.
Is your plan to make kids?
No.
Then,
you're
but
yourself,
I can't tell her to have an abortion. I would prefer her to have an abortion, but most women don't want to have an abortion. I'd say, well, the best thing to do then is to have the kid because it'll be good looking.
That's I think, very responsible of Mr. Norton to lend his good-looking DNA to any of these, and we don't know what we're talking to. I mean, with all due respect, I don't know
what
how
about,
many bush pigs you got calling
AIDS?
This show. What about what, dear?
AIDS. You're sleeping with all these women. What if you give them AIDS?
I wear a condom.
You
okay.
just said you don't.
What? No, I did not say I don't.
How can you wear a condom? Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. How do you wear a condom when you're trying to get a... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Thanks to my engineer, Craig Taylor, for fixing my headphone cord. I have a headphone that, you know, plugs into a jack here, and with the chair that I have, which has wheels on it, I have rolled over the headphone cord so often that it literally ripped away the cord from the plug, and this happens once every 3 weeks because I can't seem to keep headphone cord off of the floor, and therefore I'm, you know, paying for new headphones. And he went and he soldered this thing and he put on a, this plug band looks like it's from NASA, so thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Actually, Jimmy in NOC, he soldered it, soldered it. Thank you, Jimmy. But the plugs, it's fantastic. Heavy duty. Okay, we're talking with Chris Norton, attorney Harvey Wireman, about Scientific Test Centers, Norplant. The manufacturer of Norplant came out and said that some of the Norplant that they are distributing may not be effective. They are proposing, Mr. Norton is proposing, that you can come to one of his test centers, test the effectiveness of any of your contraceptives by having sex with him. And that's because his sperm is really powerful, he's really good looking, you won't mind having a baby with him, and all of these things, sir. First of all, question, how, you know, is it, what if a woman is not on her cycle? You guys there?
Yes, I'm right here. What is your question, Mr. Henry?
What if she's not on her cycle?
Chris?
Well, first of all, my sperm is so powerful it stays alive. My sperm will stay alive for 30 days. And
30 days?
Right, so it can be there, and it'll stay alive, and once she starts to ovulate, then it makes its move. And that's one of the things I guess I sort of admire about nature, and especially being who I am, because I'm very good-looking and I do have strong sexuality, is that when my sperm's there, it's kind of, in many ways it reflects me. It hangs around, hangs around, hangs around. When I see an opening, I move on it. And the same thing with my sperm. When it sees it, it moves, okay? And
now, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
Mr. Norton's sperm is very powerful and can live for 30 days, and it will make a very definite move and impregnate the woman. We have a phone number we'd like to give out, if possible. And
okay, what is it?
This is for the Scientific Test Center. The phone number is 213-251-3189, and Mr. Norton will have sex with you for free if you're good-looking.
Yeah, because I'm very good-looking, too. And
boy, you guys are really sounding like you're running some kind of a scam service here, man. I'm not sure about it. Virginia on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
I resent the idea that it's a scam.
It sounds that way. Virginia, go ahead. Virginia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I was blessed, I guess, with really beautiful children, and they both have a real high IQ, and there is no way that I could see this guy having a high IQ. He has got to be the dumbest guy I've ever heard.
Chris?
Well, I'm not sure what she's referring to.
Your brain, you're smart. You got anything between your ears besides your good-looking forehead?
I'm very good-looking, yeah.
Is that all?
What?
Is that all?
Is that all? I mean, are you kidding me? What else do you need? I'm good looking, and I have very powerful sperm.
What kind of brain? Do you have one of those?
He's very good looking, ma'am. I'm his attorney.
So what? There's a lot of good looking people in this world.
Can we give you the number to the test center?
Forget it. I mean, if I'm going to go out here and pay somebody to have sex, it's going to be my own choice, not somebody that's advertising on the radio.
This is your own choice. Plus, you can see if your contraceptive is working.
Our number, by the way, is 213-251-3189. Are you good looking?
Better than that.
Okay, then that will probably be no charge. So there's a
You guys, no charge for good looking women and all this crap. You got to be putting me on,
Mr. Henry. I can tell you that. And what are you laughing at?
You know what they would call you if you were a woman?
What are you laughing at?
I think he's a joke. He's got to be.
A joke? I can tell you,
Mr. Henry, I've been insulted ever since I've been on your program. What I'm trying to do is help women. I'm a little hungover from last night. I had a 12-pack of Corona and a few bowls of Maui Wowie, but that'll rally me and it'll really make you slow the next day. So if people think I'm stupid, it's only because I've been smoking dope. No, because I smoked dope last night.
All the things I got to do is just listen to you talk.
I smoked dope last night. I'm not stupid.
You had a 12-pack of
last night, you're stupid.
What? What?
If you smoked dope last night, then you are stupid.
Oh, right, like people don't smoke dope. Like everybody that smokes dope is dumb.
Well, wait a second. Are you telling me that because you're sounding like an idiot, it's because you had a 12-pack of Corona last night and smoked two bowls of Maui Wowie?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Well, what? Did you know that you had an interview on my show today?
I informed Mr. Norton that, but it was tentative because we had business meetings.
So the guy doesn't know he's going to be on my show, so he smokes a couple of bowls.
That's correct. Are you good looking?
Well, I'm moderately...
Not you. I'm asking the lady.
Well, I have hair that's just about past my rear end. It's long. It's blonde.
Is it growing out of your back?
Okay, that does
no.
it.
Mr. Henry, you...
Well, then why is he saying things like that?
I don't know. He smoked too much dope last night.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. Here is Lancaster, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some concerns about the birth control methods that we're talking about do nothing to stop the spread of HIV, hepatitis, or any other sexually transmitted disease, and I feel that's a real ethical issue.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, what do you guys say about that?
I don't know. I mean, what is she saying? What are you saying?
Do you have no ethics for the fact that you could possibly be spreading diseases?
Mr. Norton is extremely good-looking and is very hygienic.
I'm very clean, if that's what you're asking me. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, you would have no way of knowing if you're clean.
I shower
every
day.
Any woman who you're with could be with anybody else before you.
He showers twice a day, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing.
Okay, so I don't know what you need.
What do you need? I use an antibacterial soap.
Look it. They're talking about freaking AIDS over here, okay? Do you understand?
I understand what they're talking about.
Well, you don't use an antibacterial soap and get rid of AIDS.
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge.
Mr. Henry, you're talking to a man who is working under a handicap. He, at 4 o'clock this morning, he finished the second of two bowls of Maui Wowie. And
I understand. I heard all about the dope smoking he did last night.
Well, I think it's unfair that you plant callers to insult him.
Did I ask you to call the show, ma'am?
No.
Bull crap.
Well, I didn't. Thank you for your call. Mission Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay,
I don't like the idea of planted callers on talk shows.
I'm not planting any callers. I don't do that.
I was not planted, that's for sure.
Go ahead, ma'am.
My first point is, okay, you're telling this other lady not to broadcast her promiscuity.
Well, she's talking about all these men that are, she's
spreading
for.
But look what you're talking about. You're talking about all these women that you're going to get in bed with you. First of all,
no,
I think the point
but
that
I'm doing a better thing. I'm
you listen
up.
To me for a second. I listened to you for the past 40 minutes. Okay, listen. First of all, the point of the contraceptive, as I understand it, would be so women do not want to become pregnant. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
That is correct, yeah.
Wouldn't you be defeating that purpose by getting them pregnant? Isn't that not what they want? So what kind of a turnaround are you expecting?
No, the point is to find out if the Norplant works. If it doesn't work, yes, they will get pregnant. It's not my place to recommend they go out and get abortion, okay?
He can't recommend an abortion. He is saying if you want to get an abortion, certainly, but if you want to have the child, you'll have the benefit of my client's DNA, which is thorough, clean, very handsome.
Okay, clean
yeah,
doesn't mean
clean.
That you wash off twice a day.
No, I'm
like
not
the
saying
AIDS
that
virus.
You have to go get abortion.
Okay, the AIDS virus isn't going to say, oh, no, not ivory, okay? It doesn't work like that.
What?
And did you know that babies grow up and they become young adults and then they want to know where their fathers are? And what are you going to say when some little boy brings you on Jenny Jones asking what you did and where you came from?
That show's so cool.
What does she say?
What do you mean, well, that show's cool?
I like Jenny Jones. That's a cool show.
Did you hear what the woman said? If they bring you on Jenny Jones and there's a little kid...
No, I don't want no attachment. They sign a release that I don't have to financially support them, but I will have my picture taken with them for Christmas and stuff like that.
Okay,
my
boy,
client,
that's exciting that the baby can have a picture with you for Christmas, but do you understand
that
whatever
cool.
contract that mother signs, it would be like an adoption, okay? If you give your child away for adoption, when that child turns 18, they can find you. They can do whatever they want. You sound like a prepubescent kid that found out you can make babies and it's a
number.
Big mistake.
If you're ugly... it will cost $100.
Are you still pitching that phone number?
If you're ugly, you're a gigolo.
$100 If you're ugly, you're a gigolo, huh?
No, if you're ugly,
he's
then
not
is,
ugly.
Your client is a gigolo if
client?
The girl is ugly.
Am I a client or am I? You're the gigolo. Who's the client?
You would be the gigolo,
this
dummy.
This broad here. Dummy,
wind
you
tunnel,
just called
wind
my...
tunnel boy, prepubescent man, you would be the gigolo. And these women that
the,
unfortunately are blessed
you the client?
With beautiful
she'd be the
looks.
Client, yes.
Okay.
No,
what do you got here, Harvey? Where'd you find this moron, man? Did you go down to the drunk tank and drag some guy off of a bed that was being pumped full of peraldehyde and Thorazine? This guy sounds like one of these guys that's, you know, just had a lobotomy or something. I mean...
That is absolutely slanderous. And Mr. Norton is hurt. You hurt him. You hurt him.
I hurt him.
Yes. And this woman, too. A potential client. Ma'am?
Potential? No.
Well,
no.
I can assure
back,
you,
okay?
I can assure you this,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm a happily married woman,
let
and
me
I'm
just
trying
assure
to get pregnant
you.
With my husband. I would never be a client of yours.
Yeah.
Any
no,
woman
I,
who would
I wanna,
become a client, listen to me
I
for a second.
I want to say it to you, lady.
Please listen.
I'm going to say it to you.
For a second.
You'll
do you
never
know how
have
to be quiet for a second if you don't be...
You'll never have
wow.
sex. You'll never have sex with me, okay?
I'm
can assure you.
I'm not asking to have sex with you. And not. It's not. It's. You have to understand this, okay?
You mean you don't want
to... No, why would I want to? You would have to be a mentally deranged person to want to go over to some guy's apartment. Let me guess, your lawyer is going to be videotaping and make sure not everything's kosher, right? Let me guess, that'd be the next step.
You that's correct, we want
to
make sure.
You think up this brilliant plan that you would doink all these girls and you know, get away with it somehow. I really, you know, hey, wish you guys the best luck. Hope you guys can get away with it. And if you can't,
well, you're never
going to
have sex with
so.
Me. I can't have sex with you.
Oh, darn. I'll lose sleep, I promise.
1-800-449.
What's that mean?
1-800-449. Get rid of him, will you? 1-800-449-8686. By the way, Mr. Norton's Scientific Test Center. I ain't giving that number out. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And
we want the phone number, get it.
1-800-4. That's my number. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the Phil Hendry Show. And a very, very good evening and good afternoon to you. I'm Brian Saunders, and this is Love Songs. You're listening to KLOVE, Clove. And tonight we're going to be dedicating some very special love songs to some very, very special people. Do you remember the TV show Survivor? We had a love affair with that show, a love affair that went on for a very long time. We fell in love with all of the survivors: Colleen, Kelly, Rudy, Susan, Sean, Joel, Dirk, Stacy. Yes, even Richard. Well, now all of the survivors have hired agents, and as people who've gotten their first taste of television will do, they're all out there looking for work. And we're seeing an awful lot of them, aren't we? Well, we here at K-Love have decided to dedicate a very special Love Songs program to the survivors. And their imminent, hopefully soon, death. Here are the ways that we'd like to see all of the survivors die. I'm Brian Saunders, and this is Love Songs. You know, the survivors are like an ex-girlfriend that won't let you go. Let's talk a little bit about Stacy first, huh? Shall we? Okay, hey, wink. Stacy was a survivor for about 5 seconds. Even though she couldn't make it last very long on the show, she's out there with her agent doing milk ads or whatever else. So we'd like to see Stacy driven, say, around midnight to 1 a.m. and abandoned in the middle of Watts. See if she can make it to the Harbor Freeway, all right? Good luck, Stacy. This is Love Songs. Hey, how about BB? What a great old guy, huh? I understand that BB was a retired contractor. Well, how's about we just pour him in cement and bury him into the foundation of one of his badly constructed homes, huh? And how about Dirk? Dirk loved Jesus. Dirk, as a matter of fact, read the Bible. Well, Dirk, your very special death, you'll be crucified alive on national television, nailed to a cross. Ha 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 ha. Do you know what the word defenestration means? It means being thrown through a window. That's what we'd like to see happen to Sonia, 63, single, and a musician. But not for long. Hey, how about that beautiful Ramona, huh? You know, Ramona's cute. We couldn't really think of much to do to her. How about if she's just sort of clipped by a car, a speeding car on Santa Monica Boulevard, and just sort of thrown spinning onto a sidewalk? That's good for Ramona. Hey, and how about Joel? What a handsome guy. Joel, he's a traveling salesman, huh? You know what? He's such a traveling guy. Here's what we'd like to see happen to Joel. We'd like to see him locked in a steel drum and left on the Arizona-California border in July. That's a good one for you, Joel. This is Love Songs. I'm Brian Saunders. And Gretchen, let's not forget Gretchen, huh? Her luxury item was a toothbrush. Gretchen, we'd like to see you get in the way of a high-powered stapling gun while someone is drywalling a house. Have a nice life. Hey, Sean, that doctor. You remember Sean, the cute doctor. What do you think would happen if we could press him feet first into a wood chipper? Bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Love Songs. I won't survive. You won't. Not that show. Now we have Kelly. Remember Kelly? Kelly was tough. She stood off that Susan, that evil Susan. Kelly was a river guide. Well, how about tying her to a raft, letting it flip over, and dragging her across sharp stones somewhere out in the middle of the rapids? I hate her. I love her, but I hate her. That brings us to Greg. What a smartass Greg was, huh? Everybody thought he was cute. Well, hey, Greg, you know how you had that coconut phone? How about a big, ever-seeping, ever-growing brain tumor from your coconut phone? Huh? That's what you get, Greg. You didn't think you could get one from a coconut phone? Well, you got one. Ah, Colleen. Cute, sexy, perky. Colleen, we love you, baby, and that's why we'd like to see you gang-raped by every major head of a studio here in Hollywood and then die from the gonorrhea that you contract from that evening. Thanks a lot, Colleen. You're really a star on the rise. And then there's Susan. What can we say, Susan, for the joy that you brought us? We'd like to have someone back over you with your own truck. And then finally, well, not finally, Jenna, I forgot all about Jenna. She has the twin daughters. Oh, isn't that nice? How about if you're just dropped from a ski lift? And then there's Gervais. We'll have you dropped off in the middle of Beverly Hills. Rudy, you're a former SEAL. Well, what better way for a SEAL to go than to be sealed in the engine room of a sinking Russian submarine? And then finally, Richard. Gay? How about we set fire to that tiki torch and park it up your back alley? This is the Phil Hendry Show.